Hello and welcome to the award-winning gutter in an award, soon-to-be award-winning new studio. Hi, Pete Bolster. Hi, Stu Wright. Are you happy to be in this new...
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful, isn't it?
It is good. Well, I'm going to reserve judgment until I see how good I look after. I've already seen some of the rushes, and Stu looks fantastic. He's just back off his holes. You are too, aren't you, Pete?
I am, mate, yeah. Still got the Holdy Blues, but already booked another one, so that's all right.
Good way.
What a move.
I booked it 4 days in as well with 10 days to go because I just thought I'm not having it. I have to have something to focus on.
A bit like me in transfers. They could announce Bradley Barkley tonight and I'll immediately go, yeah, who's next? Who's next? You're dead to me, Bradley Barkley. Is it 7 days left of this accursed window? The window that, you know, it's... We can't just always have nice windows, can we? Like last summer was great from start to finish, buying footballers, big footballers. This one, I just think that they're keeping us on our nerves endlessly. Stu, where do we start on this? I was going to start by saying, what have we learnt anything new from the first game, which is fresh in our heads, about the positions we still need to be going for? Have you changed your mind at all or got more anxious about any position in particular since Sunday?
Yeah.
Is it all of them?
Yeah.
Is it all of
yeah,
them?
Yeah, all of the above. I think, you know, the change of manager always gives me a sense of optimism. Normally brings a bit of hope, particularly if it's after, you know, a bit of a downturn in results previously as we had last season. So, you know, I was more interested in pre-season than I have been, you know, in typical years. I'm very excited about getting the real stuff started. But then to see it in action and in the high intensity full Premier League level game like that, and I think there are some other factors in the fact of going to away from home in that first game where an away crowd is already going to be massively up for it. You had the Kevin Keegan factor, you had the fact that they hate us more than ever, it would seem, as well. I think added something to it, but at the same time you can't get away from the fact of you look at our midfield and you think that just cannot work. It can't. You know, I had some doubts beforehand about a midfield two in this kind of system of Gravenberch and Szoboszlai. I think that was just, you know, reaffirmed watching the game. It's a moment where the optimism goes a little bit and there's a little bit of an air let out the balloon because you can see the gaping holes that are still there.